From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A widespread winter storm packing heavy snow and strong winds is moving across the central part of the country tonight, prompting weather officials to issue blizzard warnings. At least a dozen people have been killed on treacherous roads from Texas to Minnesota. The National Weather Service says more than half the country will be blanketed by snow tomorrow. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Just 3 weeks ago, only 11% of the nation had snow on the ground, according to data kept by the National Weather Service. But the massive storms since in the east, midwest, and west have increased the nation's snow cover to 58%. Mountain and northern regions have the most snow, of course, but only seven southern states have very little or none of the white stuff. The northern Rockies have the deepest snow with as much as 10 feet on the ground. But the upper Midwest has more ground covered than any other region. 99.7% is white. Spread it all out evenly across the country and the snow would be 4 inches deep coast to coast and border to border, which is barely enough for Santa's sleigh, but plenty for snowball fights, snow men, and a dreamy white Christmas. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Christmas Eve Mass in St. Peter's Basilica got off to a normal start until an unidentified woman jumped a barrier and knocked down Pope Benedict, causing those in the chorus and other onlookers to gasp. The woman, described as unstable, was tackled by a security guard as she fell to the marble floor along with the Pope. The 82-year-old pontiff was apparently not harmed and continued the two-hour service. An elderly French cardinal in the papal procession was not so lucky. He fell and was rushed to a nearby hospital with a broken leg. As its final act before adjourning for the holidays, the Senate on Thursday voted to raise the ceiling on the federal debt limit that keeps the federal government from defaulting on more than $12 trillion in debt. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, a bigger increase in the debt limit will be needed soon.
A single Senate Republican, Ohio's George Voinovich, joined all but one of the Senate Democrats in voting to raise the debt limit by $290 billion. The other Republicans, along with Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh, all voted against the short-term fix that keeps the federal government solvent with creditors. They oppose the spending that's pushed up the debt. But Budget Committee Chairman Kent Conrad warned it's dangerous to make political points when it comes to the federal debt.
The United States has never defaulted on its debt, and it never can without grave consequences to our economy and to the world economy.
The new debt ceiling will likely need to be raised within 2 months, a move lawmakers don't relish, especially in a midterm election year. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
From Washington, this is NPR News. A Chinese court has sentenced one of the nation's best-known dissidents to 11 years in jail. He was convicted of writing subversive materials, including a manifesto calling for human rights and democracy. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has the story from Beijing.
Liu Xiaobo was expected to receive a 5 to 15 year jail term, so what he got was roughly in the middle. A court statement said that Liu will also be deprived of all political rights for an additional 2 years after his release, which means he will not be able to speak to reporters. The statement added that the court had fully protected Liu's legal rights. Liu pleaded innocent and was defended by two lawyers from the law firm of veteran rights lawyer Mo Xiaoping. The statement said the trial was open to the public, but Liu's supporters, reporters, and diplomats were denied entry. It also said that Liu's family members were present at the trial. Liu's wife was not allowed to attend, but his brother-in-law was. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The U.S. Coast Guard has called off its search for two Virginia crewmen that have gone missing after their 38-foot fishing boat capsized when it hit a huge wave and sank off the coast of southern New Jersey. Rescue boats and Coast Guard helicopters have searched for about 24 hours before they suspended operations tonight. Officials say there are no plans to resume the search for William Brown and Joseph Bell, both of Newport News, Virginia. In California, thousands of needy people are getting new sneakers thanks to a recently passed law that allows authorities to donate counterfeit items. Officials at downtown Los Angeles's Union Rescue Mission say that some 10,000 pairs of knockoff Nike and Adidas sneakers will be given to shelters beginning next week. The shoes were seized by the LAPD's anti-piracy unit. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.